At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This guy's going to play. This guy's going to start. Super comfortable saying this on air. This dude's going to start for a long time in the league. This is not a guy who could be really good if he gets better. I've been doing this for a long time. I don't like comps, but if I gave you comps, they'd be some of the better players in the league. This guy can spin it. I'm a partner at Wilson, and we partnered with the Shrine Bowl this year. So Kyle played in it. We put a chip on the ball. I've been using this technology for years, so we measure the velocity, which is miles per hour, the spin rate, which is RPMs, and the spiral efficiency, which is an algorithm. 100 is a perfect spiral. And we did a throwing session. He's in the 95th percentile of all the NFL quarterbacks we've tested. So we go, okay, he can spin it. And then velocity, he was upper echelon. The other thing is he broke all the ACC passing records.
Sure did.
There's names on that list because I don't think teams see him the way that the media does.
Jordan Palmer on Kyle McCord, Syracuse quarterback, who's in this draft. And his belief that McCord is going to be darn good, which, I mean,
he wouldn't go as far as to give me a name, though.
Oh, the comps?
On the comps, some of the best in the league. That can mean anything.
The comps for McCord, good morning, Jeremy and Joe. Carl Jones is going to join us in just a moment. The comps on McCord have to be like Eli. Let's bring Carl in here. Carl Jones of Channel 4 in Buffalo, former Syracuse grad as well. Carl, we just played Jordan Palmer talking about Kyle McCord coming in. No doubt he can make all the throws, and he's an incredible passer. My biggest fear would be, like, he can't move. So is there room in the league for an Eli? that might not be the best comp, but if I'm comping McCord anywhere, he's got to be a guy that doesn't move.
Yeah, that wouldn't be any of his strong suits. I know that when you look at his game, even dating back to Ohio State, you'd be like, oh, he can make the throws, he can stand in the pocket, but you're never going to say, hey, I want him extending plays or with the ball in his hands longer than what the play on the whiteboard is scripted out to be.
Yeah.
Lance Zierlein, NFL.com's comparison for him is a Bills quarterback.
Bledsoe?
Nope.
Trent Edwards?
No. Ooh. This is who I thought you would guess. Trubisky, though, is the
no.
name that he okay. named for him.
Oh, whatever. Anyway, Carl, good morning. We didn't bring you on to necessarily talk about Kyle McCord, but hey, whatever. I mean, it's draft season, and you know, it's interesting to see how this all shakes out. You know, Carl, as we get ready for draft season and we dig into it, we played a clip from Keon Coleman earlier. He laid out what the Bills need. You know, a couple defensive linemen, a couple corners, receiver. If there's a spot you're thinking about that maybe you're more bullish on than everybody else is there one you think people are not giving enough attention to that they need in the draft, like first-round pick?
I think the three spots that everyone is looking at, receiver, D-line, corner, I think the proper energy has been given to those spots. I will say, though, that I haven't really buzzed off of the fact that they need some difference makers up front. And obviously signing Joey Bosa is the ultimate. It doesn't get more boom or bust than that. So obviously I think some people's idea on attacking up front maybe has changed a little bit, but in my eyes it hasn't, just because of how boom or bust of a move it is. So listen, it's not sexy if come in a month where in the late first round the Bills draft the big boy, and then maybe in the second round they do the same. But I think you take a couple swings in that area to see if you can finally solidify that room and change things around, because that is the one room where I think that's the biggest difference come postseason time.
Is there a position you think is not getting enough attention right now that is a possibility for them in the first two rounds at least?
I wouldn't be a fan of it, but I could see them making something at safety, like not mm-hmm. first round. And if the board falls a certain way where I don't see Malachi Starks falling that far. I see teams, they made the mistake with Kyle Hamilton, and they made the same mistake 2 years later with Brian Branch, so I don't see them doing it again. But if, God forbid, teams don't wise up on just taking really good safeties early in the first round, I think you take Malachi Starks and just deal with the consequences of a depth chart later. He might be the only one where I'll be okay with them taking a safety in the first round. But I don't think any of the safeties on the roster have precluded or blocked off any early guy from coming in and competing for that spot like a Malachi Starks. The other guys, like Emory or Xavier mm-hmm. Watts, I don't think the value is there. But God forbid that teams pull a Brian Branch or Kyle Hamilton again and just overlook the safety position, I'm going to go call Brandon B myself and go run the card up.
Yeah, Emin Wari always seems to be the guy that is talked about as safety because he's a super athlete and he's huge, right? But I don't know, the more I see Mox, you'd have to move up to get him. But that's like the only style I feel like I can even see working, where you could convince people or plan on him playing at the beginning of the year as in a bunch of different ways, right? Like how the Ravens have used Hamilton, big nickel, or certain packages while he's not technically a starter behind Bishop and Rapp.
Yeah, because he's something that the Bills have really never had in this Sean McDermott era, where he's a freak athlete, has some instinct that you can utilize a little bit, while Malachi is more of the jack of all trades, in a good way, though. Like, I'm not saying that he's one of those. I know Bills fans don't like hearing the word versatile, because Lord have mercy. Oh my gosh, he can do everything. What is he actually good at? I think Malachi Starks is actually one of those players who is truly good at everything. Emin Wari is a freak. I know a lot of people give him the Derwin cops. Listen, I played against Derwin James in college, and no disrespect to Emin Wari, don't think he's that caliber of player, with all due respect. So I think he's a solid player, but once again, safety is more instinctual than anything, and I don't think it's instincts raised to the level to where I feel comfortable taking the first round pick on, is what I'll say.
Channel 4's Carl Jones joining us. You know, as you say that about the instinctiveness and Emin Wari, the thing about him is his RAS score is off the charts. But then last time we talked about him, I looked up Cole Bishop, who is also an elite athlete. And, you know, Carl, year one for Bishop, I mean, maybe it went according to plan. Maybe the Bills are a team that doesn't think a rookie is going to be ready for that spot just yet. Do you think they should feel comfortable just going into the year with Bishop as the idea?
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there, and we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
No, but I think that he didn't show anything either way to where you should feel very confident or scared that he should be the day one starter. I think that he showed a couple things on film. I look back at the Patriots game, and obviously the Patriots were – maybe they weren't their backups, but compared to what they'll see in the postseason times, there was a lot of backup quality players on the field, and it wasn't a big game plan. It was more of a vanilla game plan from the Bills' perspective. I still think Bishop did some good things at the end of the year. Now, the Chiefs game was very up and down still. I know he made a couple tackles and missed a couple as well. So the athleticism is clearly there. He made a nice TBU in the Patriots game where I'm like, yep, that's why they drafted him, because no one else on the roster can make that play in terms of the safety position. And then obviously we all know about the Texans game and not being on the same page with Rasul Douglas. So I do think that he showed enough to where you're like, hey, like, we'll give this kid a shot, but not enough to where it was like, all right, like DeMar and Eric Forrest, you guys are permanently second team, and no matter what happens in the offseason, Cole Bishop is entrenched at the top spot.
We're waiting for a Benford extension. The Bills have been busy getting extensions done, and the defensive back market starting to really climb. Stingley got his deal. It was very big. Do you feel like there's, I don't know, any nervousness about waiting any longer, that this Benford dollar amount might hit and Bills fans get some sticker shock? Like, the fact that it's not done yet, probably an indicator that this is a tougher deal than the first three the Bills have done.
Yeah, but I do think the two players on the horizon won't necessarily affect the Benford deal. You'll have Trent McDuffie, who's going to be up soon, as well as Sauce Gardner. Both of those players have more accolades than Benford, so I don't think that'll change, per se, Benford's deal. But that is two more players from his draft class that will be up for an extension. So I think that kind of changes, like, hey, man, this is now the third player, big money. I feel like I'm a big money player as well. And Benford's that unique case of, yes, in Western New York, he's known as a very good player, but he's never gotten the national accolades. So how does that work in negotiations? I truly don't know. And I'm not his agent, and I'm not in the rooms with them, but you see what J.C. Horn got at 25 per, and I know it's a lot of funny money in that to make it actually look like it's 25 per, even though it's really not. I wonder if you're Benford's camp, you're like, listen, can we reach a 22 where, like, we don't have the Pro Bowl, we don't have the All-Pro behind us, but you know damn well where I'm much better than what Paulson Adebo got from the Giants at 18. Like, I don't want to be near that number. So I think the negotiations are a little tricky, and Trent McDuffie's going to get done soon, as well as Sauce Gardner. That may throw a little bit of a wrinkle in the negotiations, but not too much, in my opinion.
You're a Cleveland guy. Do you have any opinion on the stadium fiasco of them trying to move out of downtown to go to the Dome in the suburbs?
Yeah, it's Cleveland. Like, everything about it is just terrible, how things are getting done. In terms of dome or no dome, I'm team dome. I'm soft. Anyone who knows me, I stand the weather.
You played at Syracuse.
Exactly. When I committed to Syracuse, you know the first thing I thought of was the fact that I get to play 6-7 games a year in a controlled environment. Let's go. Like, I didn't care about playing down in Miami or Clemson. I cared about the fact that I didn't have to wear long sleeves in November. All jokes aside, though, the biggest thing I think most Clevelanders feel is moving from downtown to the suburbs and I know all the political fiasco surrounding that with, hey, more money downtown. They never developed the lakefront. I will say living in Buffalo, my concerns have eased a little bit because Orchard Park is a suburb, so I've gotten to experience a game day not downtown and not on the lake. But you tell a Clevelander that they haven't seen anything in their lifetime outside of Lake Erie. So that's the part where it's a little tough. And I know Jimmy Haslam's saying he's going to build this crazy, you know, apartment complex and all these great stuff surrounding the stadium to make it a good game day experience. But it's nothing like going to the Browns game and the lake is right there and the fresh sense of the dirty lake right there as well.
Carl, what should the Browns do at number two?
Ah, man, it's tough. In my opinion, you take Abdul Carter, and then you come back in the second round and take whatever quarterback you like the best. I just don't think Shadur is that much better than the third or fourth. But I do think Abdul Carter is that much better than Edge 5-6. That's the way I think about it. Is Shadur that much better than quarterback 3 or 4? I don't know. Abdul Carter, don't want to call him Micah Parsons, but golly, he was doing some freaky stuff at that.
Yeah, and then, you know, to have Garrett and Carter on the same field, and we'll bring this conversation full circle, second round, Kyle McCord, how about it?
Oh, keep him in orange?
But here's the thing, though. Last time he was in Ohio, it didn't end well.
That's
right. He come out of the Ohio bad juju for his sake, because I'm happy for him as a Syracuse fan. And Ohio State fans are happy now considering how their story ended. Yep. But it's still some bad blood in the waters that I don't think we need to test anytime soon.
Makes sense. Carl Jones, Channel 4. Carl, thanks again.
No, thank you guys. Have a good one.
Yeah, always a pleasure. Carl Jones, anchor and reporter, Channel 4, Syracuse alum. Yeah, the Browns. It is funny, like that Browns stadium, it's a fly-through. I have my fun complaining the Bills don't have a fly-through. It's part of the point. The Bills stadium is going to happen, and we don't have a fly-through. You can just be the Haslams and be like, you know what? Look at this thing. Look at this concept.
Yeah,
it's not agreed to. It's not, but look at it. It's very nice. Anyway, all right. 803-0550 to join us. It is day one of the NCAA tournament. You know, day one, finger quotes. The first day where there's a lot of games on, and it's a lot of fun to kind of be a part of it. Jeremy and Joey, give us a ring. Pick of the week coming up. 803-0550 on WGR.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.